Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to this podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. It's Friday, August the 21st, 2009. Hope you're having a really good summer. Although, for the kids, it's back to school time. And by the way, if your children didn't get a chance to watch the video I did about choose your friends wisely, that'd be a really good thing. Maybe a bit dramatic for six-year-olds, at least that's what my daughter said, so perhaps you might want to watch it first, okay? There's a link to get to it under the audio player below. And also, speaking of back to school, if your child needs some additional help in a certain subject, you can check out Alpha Omega. They not only provide homeschooling supplies, but you can order one specific course to help your child in a certain subject. I put a link for that below as well. All right, on to today's podcast, and I want to talk about service. You know, the post office that I use is right across the street from a home improvement store. So on Wednesday, after checking my post office box and mailing a few things, I decided to go across the street for a couple of minutes. I wasn't planning on buying anything. We may do something in our bathroom sometime in the future, and I just wanted to check and see what they had. In less than 5 minutes, it happened four times. Four times. I had no sooner stepped into the store, and a kind lady said, "Good morning, how are you?" "Well, excellent," I replied. A few seconds later, as I reached the main aisle, another employee spoke to me and said, "Good morning, can I help you with something?" "No, I'm fine," I said, "thanks." Well, about a minute later, another employee asked me if I needed any help. So I asked where the bathroom sinks were located, and she said, "Next aisle over, towards the end and on the right." "Thank you," I said, feeling now like they really cared a lot about taking care of me. And that's the point. Service. Serving. What can I do for you? I looked at the sinks for a minute or two, and then I was on my way out. But not before another employee said, "Hi, are you finding everything you need?" "Yes," I answered, "thanks a lot, and have a great day." Now, what kind of an impression does that leave on a person? They care about me. They want to help me find what I'm looking for. They treated me like a customer and not an inconvenience. You ever had that treatment before? Sure, we all have. Now, I'm not going to tell you the name of the store because I'm not here to promote that store. But you know something? Their competition is also pretty close to where I live. But when I get ready to make a purchase, what store do you think is going to pop in my head first? So now, that was Wednesday. Yesterday, my wife took a flight to California. We booked it about a month ago online and got a great deal. Well, when I went online to check her in and get her boarding pass, I discovered there was a charge for luggage. $20 for the first bag and another $30 if you checked a second bag. But if you took care of it online when you were checking in and getting your boarding pass, then it was only $15 for the first bag and $25 for the second. Well, first of all, I wasn't very happy that the charges for the bags was either in very small, tiny print or nowhere on the screen back a month ago when I booked the flight. I mean, this was a total surprise. And secondly, when I tried to pay for the one bag when I was checking her in, getting her boarding pass, as I knew she was just going to check one bag, I couldn't do it. I clicked where it said, "Pay for your bags now," but nothing happened. Then I tried again and again. So, at the airport yesterday, Kathy paid $20 to check a bag. And guess what? She's going to have to pay another $20 on the return flight. Gee, that great fare isn't looking so great anymore. Do you remember a while back when gas prices went through the roof? Almost every airline began charging for checked luggage. And they said this was so that they didn't have to raise their fares to cover their increased fuel cost. Remember that? That's back when gas was over $4 a gallon, at least here in Arizona it was. Well, the price here now is around $2.50 a gallon. Have any of the airlines that began charging for luggage because of high gas prices, have any of them stopped charging for bags now that the price of gas has dropped down? Well, I don't know. I haven't checked every airline. But I'm talking about service. Oh, yes, there's one airline that never did charge for the checked luggage, even if you check two bags. You know what? They're one of the most profitable airlines in the country. I love flying with them. And no, I'm not going to mention them either. I'm not trying to promote them. But I'm just trying to make a point about service. You know, that airline that Kathy flew on yesterday should have been very clear about the charge for luggage. And then when I went to the screen to check in online and get the boarding pass, it should have allowed me to purchase them there for the $5 less. That's what it said. So how do you think I feel about that airline right now? You know, every business and employee should be thinking about service these days. Yes, I said business and employee. You know, these days consumers are spending less. And when and where they do spend their money, it's important that they feel good about their purchase. Whether it's a bathroom sink, a flight, a meal at a restaurant, no matter what it is. When you spend your hard-earned money and you're treated right, the next time you spend your money, you'll want to go back to where you were treated right, right? Well, that's why I said employees. Every employee ought to do all that he or she can to make the customer feel special. I mean, I think you ought to do it just because it's the right thing to do. But in these days, it could save your company, which means your job. Things are not going to turn around in our country with this economy overnight. But those who are practicing good, honest principles right now, today, are going to be in the best position today and tomorrow. And yes, I know there are some employees who just don't care. Some of them have the attitude of, well, why should I bust my butt? I'll probably get laid off anyway. Or some people have the attitude of, hey, you know what? This isn't my company. You know, besides, they don't pay me enough to do any extra work anyway. You know, that kind of an attitude is so detrimental to the individual, and they don't even realize it. I cover some of that thinking in my presentation on reducing stress at work. There's a link below if you're interested. But you know something? No matter where you work or who you work for, today, right now, is the perfect time to really let your service for others shine. In these days of uncertainty, people are so appreciative of genuine service, someone who is honestly caring about them. And again, we should be operating these biblical principles anyway, but there has never been a better time than right now to love people and to serve them in whatever capacity you work in. It'll benefit you, and it will benefit your company too. So, you have any thoughts about this podcast? Any comments about service? What's going on where you work? Do you have a story to tell? I'd love to see what you think, so go ahead and type your comments below. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great weekend.